but I can't buy a thrill. I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby will.
One cold night in the fall of 1955, my mother and I left our small town and boarded a train to visit her sisters in a big city in another province. It was a night train, and in the morning we'd wake up in the big city in my welcoming aunt's. But soon after we got into our sleeping compartment, my mother fell asleep. This was terrifying to me. I'd been taught that I had to say a prayer every night to the deity they believed in, begging him not to kill me in my sleep. Unless one of my parents heard my prayer, their deity wouldn't hear either, and I'd wake up the following morning in hell. My father was a Sunday school teacher and used to show pictures of hell to his classes with lots of flames and devils and pitchforks, which was terrifying. With my mother suddenly asleep, I was suddenly on a train to hell.
Yes. It's the Hollywood Night Shift. That's right again. In view of the popular demand, the wonders of it all is the Hollywood Night Shift.
Hi, Frage. How you doing, Phil?
I'm real good.
Hi, Mikey.
How you doing, boy?
Hi, Mike.
I understand this week we're on a train ride to hell.
We're going to hell this week.
All right, get your tickets and you get in line because we're taking off on the Hollywood show. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. Come on, everybody's coming.
I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah,
no.
Come on, it's not going to hurt you.
Don't make me go.
It's not going to hurt you.
The Hollywood Night Shift, an unusual radio program. Train ride to hell!
Through the fiery inferno of hell, somewhere south of Cincinnati, into the hole in the ground, goes the hell train.
We're hellbound.
That's
Hollywood
right.
Night Shift.
Frazier at the stick.
Look out.
Heap on more coal.
We're putting lots of coke on this one. We're going to fuel this baby right down there. We've had a few technical difficulties with the train.
Yeah.
This evening, we got it going full blast right now.
Well, see, they need that high sulfur coal. They need it to really get puked up.
Oh, yeah?
But that coal, this train has got to be dirty. See how fast we're moving? We must be going.
We're going about 1,000 miles per hour right here.
Ooh. Is this a tunnel or is this hell already?
We're close. We're getting close, but you can tell it's getting hotter.
Is that somebody at the stateroom door?
Yeah, turn. Yes, yeah.
Hello.
Mr. Benny Hill.
Oh, this is the wrong. You've got the wrong compartment.
Oh,
this
okay,
is the,
boys.
This is the train to hell. I hope you know where you're going.
Hell?
Hell.
What are you talking about? Mr. Benny, we got to get out of here.
You'll find out, Jack.
Well. I don't know how Benny and Rochester got on the train.
No, they should be in the other train, you know, the one that goes up.
Right, they should.
The blue train to heaven.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
You know?
And us.
Oh.
I don't think I really belong here, but we let Al Ramirez, our producer, buy the tickets, and it came up hell. We could have gone to La Jolla.
Yeah, we could have.
But you had to choose hell. Well, he thought it would be good for ratings,
bitch,
you know?
Bitch.
Well, we got to get a new travel manager. See, we're dependent on our producer for where we go each week.
For everything we think of and everything we do.
Yeah.
Just about, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
See.
When we get there, listen, are we going to dare get off the train? Are they going to push us off?
Oh, yeah. I think we should get off and see what's happening down there. See what we're headed for. for the rest of our lives.
Is there some smoke? Is there
the wheels are actually burning. These are the hot rails to hell.
Hot box to hell.
Guys, we are...
Oh, my God. Ooh, see, it's really getting
stupid. People are throwing stuff at the train.
Oh, it's those. Oh, it's Shriners.
Yeah, the Shriners are all.
What you always heard about hell.
This is where they all go.
Oh, get out of here! Hey. I wish the train would start up.
They're upset because they think that this is the train with the methadone people, and they're throwing stuff at it.
What stop is this call? Oh, this is Fresno.
This is yeah.
Oh my God.
Barstow's next.
Yeah, right.
We're hot rodding and hot railing to hell on the Hollywood Night Shift show.
All right.
Oh,
long,
wait a minute. Somebody else is at the.
Did you see that beautiful woman in the face flash by in the night? Oh, she was in that passenger train.
Oh, there's some gorgeous girls down here to hell.
Satan has the power to assume a pleasing shape.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
All the girls down here are hot.
They've got to be because this is where all the hot pieces of talent go.
Yeah. God said, boys, I don't like your show. You're too entertaining.
Well,
so go down there where people are really going to appreciate you.
Yeah, this is it. This is like a great big cocktail lounge that's on fire.
Yeah. Oh,
this is good.
You right there?
Are you enjoying that drink? It
smells
crazy.
Really nice here, too.
Yeah, the drinks, they make some real strong here.
This is a sulfur. Michael, do you want some of my sulfur?
Just getting settled into my seat here. I want to get comfortable, you know, before we order some drinks. Oh, this is good. Bob, you got us a nice room. This is a good one.
Well, Bob,
well, it's the Hollywood Night Shift. We're on the train to hell. That's something you can tell your friends about.
Well, I drove into town kind of late one night. Like everything was closed up tight. I've been driving hard and I needed to unwind. I spotted this joint down a lonely street. I needed a drink and maybe something to eat. So I never noticed the words upon that sign. Well, the next thing you know, I was flat on my back, two drinks in each hand. I was under attack from a beautiful girl who held on to me tight. Well, she grabbed my wallet, said, man, don't fight, you paid your money. You've got all night to wrestle a nude live stewardess in flight. Well, I opened them wide and she sure was right. What she had on didn't keep out no light. She was nude as a proud bird. Oh, wearing a cute little hat. I said, good God, honey, I got to go. There's a woman waiting who loves me so. She said, ease back, son. Just don't step out that door. Well, it's a good thing I didn't, because it would have been over. We was flying high and I got real sober. At 1,000 feet, we was heading for the unknown. That's right, that joint and everybody inside was airborne. I mean, we was going for a ride and everybody seemed to be having more fun than me. What else could I do? I grabbed me two girls and a bottle of booze, and I eased back to where that party was really going on. I was looking for the pilot to ask him a question. None of these swingers knew our destination. Then I noticed that the man behind the bar had horns and a tail. Well, I shouted, good Lord, and I wish I hadn't said it. If I had one brain, them people could have read it. And the man behind the bar, well, his tail began to twitch. The conversation stopped, so did the love, and I was scared to death. It was hot like an oven, and some of them big old boys was a pulling nav. Switchblade pitchforks, Steven pig stickers, big sharp knives. Oh, that was gorgeous. Well, it was all a dream. Closer, closer.
Your topic is heaven versus hell. Which is the better place to end? It's good versus evil, and with cartoon characters, they're often represented by an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. Unless the character is a pirate, and then they have a devil on one shoulder and a parrot on the other, which explains why pirate characters are so nasty, because the devil says one thing, and then the parrot just repeats it. Anyway, it's time for these debaters to put their shoulders into this debate. So, whereas heaven is heavenly and hell is not, be it resolved that heaven is a better place to go than hell. Simon, my Jewish friend, you're arguing for this. You have 2 minutes starting now.
Okay, I'm going to address the uncomfortable question about
having a Jew defend heaven. I know there's people out there going, Jews don't go to heaven because they don't accept Jesus. We go to heaven. We do go to heaven. When Jesus answers the door, we just say, yeah, is your dad home? He says, Dad, it's one of your friends. Heaven is a reward for a life well lived. Hell is a punishment. No, not a punishment. Eternal torment. It's like being a Leafs fan until the end of time. Throw in three all-you-can-eat garbage buffets every day. Nobody describes a trip as hellish, meaning it was a great, cool time. No, it was lousy. Hell is worse than a teenager thinks their life is. It's that bad. It's described as a lake of fire in which the wicked burn forever. Have you ever made spicy chili with lots of cayenne pepper and then accidentally touched your eye? Imagine that all over your body, every day, all day. Or sometimes the demons might take you out of the fire lake, you know, punish you in other ways. Fun for them. Ironic punishments based on what your sins were in life. Your crooked bankers are strapped to wrecking balls so they can feel the demolition of every house they foreclosed. Or lying politicians have their tongues removed and then they use them to seal envelopes for their rivals. Animal abusers are dressed up as fire hydrants and put in the dog park. And the closest my opponent will get to doing a show is when Satan puts his entire forearm up here and works your jaw like a ventriloquist dummy. Enjoy your encore, kid. Thank you.
Simon Rakoff with a colorful description of hell. Mm-hmm. 3 points. Now, here to tell us why the bad press that hell receives is just one big burn job, here's the ironically angelic-looking Mace Galone.
Thank you very much. Thanks. So I don't think that hell is a bad place to end up, and that's not just because I live in Hamilton, Ontario. although Hamilton is very similar to hell, because the rent is cheap, the people are interesting, and my grandma's there. I think that the only reason that we think hell is bad is because the Bible says so. But of course it does. That's God's book. You're not going to hear Kim Jong-un say great things about South Korea. Trusting the Bible about hell is like trusting a Yelp review of the keg written by a vegan. Or the review of a comedy club written by a vegan. And I think that hell would be way more fun than heaven, right? Because religious people have outlawed anything that's ever been fun, ever. Sex, booze, gluttony. Do you really want to spend eons sober, hungry, and sexually frustrated? I've done 2 decades of it gets old. And really, what are you going to do for fun in heaven? What do you watch TV? Yeah, enjoy Game of Thrones with all the violence and nudity edited out. It's just 4 minutes of Dinklage walking off and then credits. And heaven is just going to be filled with all your old religious relatives. It's basically just a family reunion that lasts for eternity. Hell is the church that you sneak into to smoke pot in with your cool uncle. And I don't even think that heaven would be comfortable, to be honest, because churches are supposed to be God's house on earth. And if you've been to church, you kind of know that God is not the best host. The only place he has for you to sit is some wooden bench. Plus, most of the time, he makes you stand so that you can sing songs about how much you love him right before he asks you to give him money. And you're like, do you at least have any snacks? He's like, oh, just these crackers. What flavor are they? My son's body? My point is that if you want to enjoy your afterlife, you only have one option. Go to hell. Thank you.
Mace Galone! Wow! All right! Nice job, young man! Well, Hayes... And gentlemen, it's time for the bare knuckle round. We're debating heaven versus hell So here's a chance for you two to play it fast and Lucifer. As you brimstone your opponent and chair rub their face in it. Remember, if you Saint Peter out, you haven't got a prayer. So get your head out of the clouds, put a pitchfork in this thing right now.
Look at you. Twice my height, half my weight, a quarter my age. I mean, I understand you're 12, right?
Oh, I am 22.
Yeah, big difference.
Yeah, so.
The point is, of course, you think you're not going to die. Like, this is all a joke to you. To my age, the horizon's a lot closer. You start thinking about it. Like, you know, I'm actually going, do I really want to burn hell for eternity? No, I don't. I want to go the nice place where the nice people go.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't think that hell is that bad. Like, at your age, sure, you're used to the smell of sulfur.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just trying to say, I think that you can be happy in hell. Like, you seem like a pretty happy guy, Simon, and you've spent 38 years in Canadian show business. So.
That's a good point.
No, this is limbo.
Right.
How low can you go?
I just don't know what you would do in heaven.
No, this is after, though. That's the point. You'd play here. Once you get to heaven, it's all you can eat, all you can drink, all you can smoke.
It's just
the
Playboy
reward
mansion
for having done it here. It's the opposite. You go to hell, it's like, I'd love a drink. No. There's no sex in hell.
I have not indulged.
Maybe for you, but you won't enjoy it.
Mace, we're going to give you the last word on this one.
How about
I'm going to get laid in hell. I'm going for sure. So.
Okay, that's good enough. That's the bare knuckle round, everybody. We're debating heaven versus hell on The Debaters on CD Radio 1 or wherever else you might be listening to it. It's time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on heaven versus hell brought to you by Burgatory. Burgatory. It's that place in a drive-thru line between ordering and pickup. In the Persian religion of Zoroastrianism, pure souls go to the house of song while evil souls are dragged to the house of what? Mace.
Commons.
Mm. Mm. All right. All right. All right. Almost everyone clapping except one man in the front with his arms crossed. Thanks for being here, Prime Minister. Simon?
No, you're punished by going to the house prov.
That's an inside comedy one, but I'm going to give you 5 points. The evil souls are dragged to the House of Lies. Updated now, sorry, the White House. Anything on that? Nope, the angry genie is still angry at me. In Buddhism, nirvana is a state that some consider heaven. Nirvana is characterized as the cessation of what? Mace?
Wearing pants.
I'll give you 0.5 points for that. Simon Rakoff.
No, it's the cessation of the runs after an Indian buffet.
I'll give you 3 for the visual. It's the cessation of suffering and desire and a release from the cycle of death and rebirth. Pretty much. In the Book of Revelations, heaven contains a city 1,400 square miles with a 200-foot wall. Name that city. Simon.
No vacancy.
No? Mace?
Is it Trump's Jerusalem?
Pretty close. It's New Jerusalem, so 0.5 points for Mace. And that's the firing line, everybody. It's getting close to voting time, but first, here again to hack on heaven, say hello again to the devilishly clever Mace Galone.
Thank you. I think that the real question here is, who would you rather hang out with for eternity, God or the devil? So let's look at their track records. God stuck Adam and Eve in a garden and was like, hey, name all those animals. I'm going to go take a nap. And then the devil came by and he told them to eat an apple that let them see each other naked. So he's been around for 2 minutes and already he's given us snacks and nudity. It was like the original Free the Nipple campaign. But then God comes back and gets super mad, and he's like, Eve, you will experience incredible pain during childbirth, and so will all women till the end of time. And Adam, I'm mad at you too. My point is that you should choose to hang out with a devil, a laid-back feminist ally. Who even went to the trouble of filling hell with fire because women are always cold. Thank you.
Mace Galone. Nice job, young man. Yep. I wouldn't have gone there. That was it's the fertile mind of Mace Galone. Now, to remind us why heaven is an idea that's just to die for, here again is Helder Simon Rakoff.
Thank you. Sorry, man, but if the argument for hell being better is that all the cool people go there, you're in for a rude awakening. Besides the fact that being tortured makes everybody way less fun, people get less cool over time, and you're there forever. I mean, I'm sure Lemmy from Motorhead has some really great stories, but I'm guessing they all end with, and I woke up on the tour bus with the worst hangover, man. I'm betting that gets dull after the first 3 years. Meanwhile, I'm in heaven discussing the nature of man with Einstein, Plato, and Gandhi over a dinner of fine food and wine while asking Moses to pass the rolls. But sure, you keep sinning and you'll see how being cool leads to being unbearably hot.
All right. Simon Rakoff painting a nice picture for us. Mace Galone painting another one. It is up to this Ottawa audience to decide on heaven versus hell. How often do you hear that? Time to vote by applause. Who thinks that Simon's heavenly geonics really struck a nirvana? Simon Rakoff. Okay. All right. Well, the good news is it won't be crowded up there. And who thinks that Mace's pro highlights were the most hilarious? Mace Galone. That's it. Ottawa has spoken. You heard it here first. Hell is better than heaven. The winner is Mace Galone. Big hand. Thanks for Mace Galone and Simon Rakoff, everybody. That's all for this week. I'm Patterson saying to everyone listening up there, I hope you enjoyed this show. And if not, you can go straight to hell. I'll argue with you again soon, Canada.
I finally went to sleep, but instead of hell, I woke up in Winnipeg.
Oh, I see.
No, who started at $5?
All right,
let's
I guess
go
it was me.
25,
go
25, 25, 25, 25, 25.
It's all a fake, Mudhead. They lied to me.
Hey, what do you mean, they?
You know, them.
Name three.
Well, there's the pooper and you.
Thank you very much.
And me. Hey, whose movie is this? Yeah, nobody's now, Mudhead, because I'm getting out.
How are you going to do it, Porge?
I don't know.
How'd you get in here?
Darn, I don't remember.
Where were you before?
Before?
Yeah. Miniature executive.
Right.
Suit from a front
I sold the...
A wonderful wizard of Oz. Here he is, the wizard of Oz. If ever a wizard was, if ever a wizard was.
And a wizard who was, first and foremost, a humbug. But that's kind of groovy, because humbuggery and clown foolery, because the seeing of God's humor is the seeing, because you don't, with your sense of humor, see what's happening. It's when you see what's happening that you have a sense of humor. Ramakrishna, he could have left at any point, but he said, Kali, 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 don't take me away from this thing called life. Please, please, please. It's too funny. I'm having too much fun. Well, how do we have our fun? What do? Well, we're Western. We're not Eastern. We don't live in India. I don't think we're going to find it by sitting cross-legged and meditating, though some of you will. Fine. Fine and dandy. And a lot of us won't. We're Western. We're action-oriented. Now, they say that just by acting, you create the karma you have to work through later on. Okay, fine. Maybe so, maybe not. But since we are oriented to action, then act we must. So we're not going to be hatha yogas, learning to breathe through one nostril at a time and sucking up water from the wrong end to prove that The body and God can do anything and go anywhere and are one anyhow. I think we know that. Or maybe we don't. Doesn't matter. We're going to do it as karma yogas. As doers of action. As liver's golden rule. Many thousands of years ago, a bunch of Arabs on the desert became Jews. Because Moses went up on the mountain, and the Great Spirit, or whatever name you use, or whatever he or she is or was, make it a personal God if you want to, fine, doesn't matter, again, and said, I choose you. Now, there's a difference between you and anybody else, but I choose you. You want to talk about time and space? Talk about making decisions and preferences. I choose you, and I'm going to give you the 10 simple laws on how to make it, baby. And he did. He gave him the 10 laws of the 10 commandments. And he warned him. He must have warned him. And said, Here's the answer, the simple, hard, almost impossible answer, because it's so simple, because it's so abstract, because it really isn't a do or a don't. You say, don't lie. It sounds so very easy, and of course it is. But it's not, baby, because lying isn't, you know, like telling a cat the wrong way. Like he asks how to get to Hollywood and you send him to El Monte. It's not just that. It's lying to yourself, it's lying by what you do, it's copping out, it's all the 99 and a half won't do. He gave him the 10 rules and said, this is it. But if you foul up, baby, if you cross me up and me is you, it's same thing, then you're going to suffer far worse than the people who aren't hip to it. I mean, there are a lot of cats out there who don't know about what I'm telling you. They will later on, but you know now. Why? I don't know why. I don't know why you choose, and you know, one group in the desert and let the other group here wait for a while. I don't have the slightest idea. It just happened. He said, baby, here it is. But if you foul up on me, I or you shall visit the sins of others upon the sons. Now, if I'm sounding a bit like Cotton Picking Mather, it's because it doesn't matter at all. Everybody has the chance. But the Jews out there in the desert were given maybe first chance, time and space-wise. And they did screw up. They did double-cross whoever gave it to them, which was themselves. And they wandered and suffered and burned and are trapped right now in the desert at the other end of a madman. Oh, baby. Which side are you on? Side two.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why am I awake?
Bigfoot again, the thing outside.
Play taps for it and go back to sleep. You should be dreaming.
Take Oblomov pills and sleep, sleep, restful, peaceful sleep of reason. No need for pills with Oblomov pills.
Take an Oblomov and float off to sleep like the TV says.
Not a pill, to kill. I must kill.
You're ill. Take a whole bottle of Oblomov and spare the world your disease.
I must kill Bigfoot.
Shoot some sheep and go back to sleep.
Replace that drab, boring waking life with fascinating dream life and never have to lift a foot. With Oblomov, just inches from consciousness.
I dreamt of Bigfoot too, or maybe it wasn't a foot.
A yard?
Oh, it's my favorite show, Answer or Die.
Was the name of the chief of the Lakota people massacred at Wounded Knee?
Bigfoot.
Ouch, my knee!
Which human ancestor who lived in Ethiopia 3.5 million years ago was named after its distinctive appendage?
Littlefoot.
That's right. And for another hour of life, get those brain juices going. Judy, what is reality? Time's up.
That's my style. I want to be the host, contestant. Give me all the answers and the money, and ask somebody else questions.
You're nothing but a bad Bigfoot hunter. You never go out there in the mountains and look for real Bigfoot.
That's because Bigfoot's in my mind somewhere. Maybe it's a gene. I gotta find before it turns into a store.
You need a shrink.
I'm already too small.
You want bigger feet? Borrow Bozo's.
The 73rd Annual Sasquatch Symposium is now in session.
That sounds like me with a few more degrees.
What's unbelievable about Bigfoot is not its existence. There was Gigantopithecus, but that it stayed so hidden. Why no Bigfoot? Because they get in their UFOs and fly away, or Loch Ness monsters and hide under the sea. Used to be fairies and leprechauns. Now it's X-File. We need gods and devils look like us, with cosmetic differences like tails or wings. Parental figures that have to be obviously of our species, or we'd pay no attention to their blandishments. We all need siblings like us, only hairier, to remind us of the freedom we enjoyed before we put on suits. Our shoeless childhoods.
Footprints prove its existence.
Prints are a dime a dozen. Now a princess would cost you some money.
When did footprints become king?
We create the garden. Our footprints sink so deep, we can create a new world within its depth.
There's no time for extinction. Death bears no watch.
Allow other people to take your time. How to find that, your understanding of it. Swatch asks, why should I be defined by your science, your way of knowing me?
I ain't no Bigfoot. My feet are the same size as yours, no freak.
We detect dance from our satellites, but not Bigfoot? Big magic there, Johnson. Humans are abnormally concerned with size, never big enough for them. To a dwarf, you're all Bigfoot.
If there had been no Littlefoot, there would be no us. Bigfoot is the one that never made it. It mated with the periphery, an echo in an outer time.
Sasquatch doesn't write plays about humans, doesn't have symposiums on finding the elusive human. It's not a sibling, not one of us, just hairy DNA. We can't talk to it, so it's an it. Language is a tool we invent to prove the itness.
There are still orangutans in zoos for our amusement, as the last ape is eaten in Africa. Its hands turned into ashtrays, its head into a doorstop. It'll live forever on the cover of the National Geographic's gathering dust in the basement while you watch Bedtime for Bonzo Forever. Bigfoot is an echo of our essential apeness, an ambassador from our future loneliness.
Bigfoot will be our perfect mascot in cyberspace, the virtual ape. We don't have to worry about wiping out his environment. He'll always be there.
So where do you go when you die? Disneyland? Watch the robot orang swing from the plastic trees?
Eternity is where Bigfoot lives. A time out of time. Time out.
The Sasquatch Nation today demanded that they never be seen by humans again.
Is the search for Bigfoot just entering the ape suit? The scramble for King Kong's crown?
What is all this science fiction doing on the radio? It's too confusing. Just give me some facts, numbers.
99 cents a pound? That's right. Squash Sasquatch sandwich on sale today. Under a dollar. Do you believe it? We're not making it up.
There's Bigfoot. But that's impossible. When you find yourself in a story, you know you're in the wrong place. Do I kill it and create a new universe? I'll just take aim and...
Hey, man. It's got the same right to live as you do, man.
It's the better angel of my character.
You have to kill him. Curiosity is a cancer. If you don't know what exists, it's a black hole. When you don't know how things are, you can imagine anything to fill that hole. Don't let the demon of uncertainty win.
And the better devil.
If Sasquatch's system of time is bigger than mine, I'll kill it.
kill the bears of larger powers.
You kill it, where do you stop? Wipe out its environment, its DNA, the planet? You make a record of it, but who be the record? The record carved in stone will still be there after the people who disappeared. The ants who crawl in the letters on that stone will enjoy the shade, but will read nothing.
That's the loudest camera I ever heard.
It captures time itself.
Captures time? That's the dumbest thing I heard.
Hey, buddy, you want to move that foot? It's blocking the road.
I'm Hanako Hanazawa from Nippon Newspaper. You are the man who was captured by Bigfoot?
No, I captured Bigfoot.
Did he keep you in cage? Did he perform experiments on you?
No, he surrendered to me that this era of ignorance should end.
Did he hunt you down?
No more, Mr. Nicefoot. Good night, Big Myth.
You're still stuck in his jail.
No!
Yeah, the media just makes up its own story. You're just this minute's character.
What do you want to go kill Bigfoot for? Get all that blood all over the ground. Big old bloody Bigfoot bleeding all over the nice green forest. What's the matter with you?
If you blow Bigfoot into the textbooks, what world do you then create?
Welcome back to Good Nights. We're just chatting here with Naomi Hungry, Heroin Perfume spokesmodel.
Super spokesmodel. Heroin said they wanted 3 years, but that was just big.
Sorry, Naomi, this is network television. I'd say that on TV.
That's BF.
That's better.
Too many voices,
in my head.
Bigfoot!
Stop it! There'll be no swearing in this house.
I promise I'll pay you back.
Don't Bigfoot me. I don't believe what you say.
Just give me the money. What? Want? My kids as collateral?
That's all you got.
What kind of world have I created? Instead of answers, just answering machines. The alarm clock radio steals my soul. My dreams just rented videos returned when I awoke. Still a prisoner of chronology and technology. Only Sasquatch is free. The me that was never captured.
Oblomov, on sale today. Your dreams were never cheaper.
I dreamt my feet left my body and ran after Bigfoot.
Is that why your feet are all wet and there's moss under your toenails?
Breaking glass down in the parking lot. And that's the world where I live. Sometimes I wonder, oh, how can I go on? Every day. But I know that the world you make inside your head, that's the one you see around. That's what I said. Yeah, but the one you see is the one that you make inside of the ghetto. Hey, Mr. Good.